Numbers 6:24-26. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. You're welcome to Glow Music, and you're also welcome to Blessed Monday edition of Bethel Encounter. Bethel Encounter is an afternoon prayer session set by the direction of God. It is targeted at gospel music servants and lovers, that are singers, instrumentalists, music directors, music pastors, and key stakeholders in the music aspect of kingdom service. As believers, and especially as ministers of God in music, please be encouraged to participate in all these prayer sessions every week according to God's direction. And as you learn every week and pray, your life and ministry will experience transformation in the light of God's word. Amen.
Amen. Unto the Lord, for his good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and gathered them out of the lands, from the east, from the west, from the north, and from the south. Begin to thank God for the gift of salvation according to the scripture, and also the opportunity to gather with other believers in his presence to pray. Mighty God, we give you thanks, we give you praise, we bless your name, we adore you because you're faithful, God. We thank you and we give you all the glory because you are faithful. Thank you for the day, thank you for the week, thank you for salvation. Thank you for redeeming us, O Lord, from many lands and making us one family under Christ and the God. Jesus, we give you all the glory for the opportunity to gather with other believers in this time of fellowship and prayer. Jesus, thank you that today we will not be the same after we've gone through this Bethel Encounter, for no one comes to you and leaves the same. We give you all the glory and the praise for this opportunity and this privilege in the name of Jesus. Proverbs chapter 11 verse 14, where there's no guidance a people fall, but in the abundance of counselors there's safety. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are thanking God for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Glow Music. and the entire ministry. Open your mouth and give the Lord thanks right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the preservation of life and purpose of the leadership of Blue Music and the entire ministry. In the name of Jesus, thank you for keeping us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for preserving leadership.
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
And all that concerns him. In the name of Jesus, Makaya Baliana Mashatada Labayandi, Rabada Boshegi, Nebeya Baliana Mashatai, Rabada Labayanda, Mashagada Labayandi, Mikibia Baliana Mashatayandi, Rabada Labayandi, Nimeyanda Lamashatali, Ebede de Boshataya Mayanda Laba, Rabada Boshegi, Nebeyanda Lamashataya Badadaba, Mekaya Baliana Mashatayandi. Rabada da boshe gede de bayanda la mashatali ayebede de bosha gada da bayanda la ba makanda na moshe kiti de bayabali andi. We give you all the glory in the name of Jesus. Psalm 51 verse 17 says, "The sacrifices of God are broken in spirit, a broken and a contrite heart, O God, thou would not despise." And because of this, we're going to ask God for forgiveness of sins in any way that we've trespassed against God's will. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you that nothing will hinder us from this time of encounter in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that right now we are before you and we can make our request boldly and to receive mercy and grace in time of need to help in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 46 verse 10, declaring the end from the beginning and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, "My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure." Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are praying and asking that God's will concerning our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to his end time kingdom agenda will be established in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth from the depth of your heart in the name of Jesus. Father, wherever we fit into your end time kingdom agenda as a ministry and as individuals, God, establish thou your purpose in the name of Jesus. Your purpose, my God, establish thou it in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we ask that your will concerning our lives and also for Glow Music Ministry in relation to establishing your entire kingdom agenda, Lord Jesus, that it be established in the name of Jesus. Oh, Rakatada Bashataya Manana Mayande, in the name of Jesus. Deuteronomy 30, verse 9, "And the Lord thy God will make thee plenteous in every work of thine hand, in the fruit of thy body, in the fruit of thy cattle, in the fruit of thy land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over thee for good, as he rejoiced over thy fathers," in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
We are praying that the Lord will ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands as we serve him faithfully. Open your mouth and pray, Father, Lord, for every time we spend concerning the kingdom, thinking about it, pondering over it, planning, carrying out activities, Lord, as we serve you in whichever capacity you call us and invite us to, Lord Jesus, ensure the work of our hands are prosperous, Lord Jesus, and establish, O God, and enlarge our hopes concerning the work of our hands, because so we'll have peace of mind and we'll be daily provided for constantly to serve you faithfully further. In the name of Jesus, as we serve you, Lord, ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. In the precious name of Jesus, this we ask of you, Lord, so that our finances will further go into serving the kingdom, go into serving society, our families, and then ourselves. In the name of Jesus, remember, O God, our seeds, our offerings, our tithes, our covenant seeds, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and ensure the fruitfulness of the work of our hands. Remember the many times, the late nights, Lord Jesus, the long hours, ensuring that what you ensured into our hands are done and carried out. Lord Jesus, let it translate into increase in the work of our hands. In the name of Jesus, as you bless us with all other things, let our finances also see increase in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory. Finally, concerning divine health, we are praying from 3 John 1:2, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." So the Lord desires that we prosper. And in 1 Peter 2:24, "Who his own self bare our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sin shall live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you were healed." Hallelujah. And so we are praying and reinforcing God's provision of divine health for our lives and family, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. Open your mouth and pray this prayer from the depth of your heart in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask, oh God, that you would enforce and for the provision of divine health for our lives, family, leadership, and the entire membership of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we enforce your provision of divine health over our lives, our families, as well as leadership and the entire membership of the ministry. In the name of Jesus, we give you thanks and we give you praise whenever we call you, hear us, and you answer us. Thank you for hearing us one more time and answering again. In the precious name of Jesus, have we prayed. Let's worship. Father, I love you. I praise you. I adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Oh Lord, glorify thy name.
Spiritual growth for end time ministers. As we go through this series, may the Lord help us, and especially in these times, as we dwell on walking with God, may our lives never be changed. May we see increase in our walk with God, getting better and better and better. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
And as we go through this series of intentional spiritual growth for end time ministers, may we receive the grace, special grace, to be intentional and to cause everyone around us to be intentional in growing spiritually within this end time and as end time ministers in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Gone are the days that we find ourselves constantly discussing scripture with our friends and our colleagues. Right now, even church colleagues, it's strange that you hardly find people constantly discussing scripture, but rather complaining together and discussing funny things instead of making our conversation God's word. Today, this Monday, the 6th of May 2024, I am subscribing to you the need to make your convos or to embed scripture or to make scripture the pivot for your conversations with your colleagues. Hallelujah. You see Jesus working even in heaven at the right hand of God the Father. He is still working. Hallelujah. The fact that you are jobless does not mean you should not work. Not having a job does not mean you shouldn't work. A job is something you are doing, some will say 8 to 5 to earn a living. But when it comes to work, it's not about having a job, and I'll explain that another time. When you are a student and you are busy about your books, you are working. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Working is being busy about an assignment, okay? That which God has put before you or placed in your life to be busy about. Not about useless things, but about things that advance his kingdom, including things that advance your life on the earth. And I'll go into details, as I said, later. So Jesus is working, and we must also work. The Holy Spirit, number three, is working. Romans 8:26, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And so you see here that the Holy Spirit is also working. So the Father is working, Jesus is working, the Holy Spirit is working, and now four, angels are constantly working. In Hebrews chapter 1 verse 14, it says, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation? To minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation, talking about believers, those who have given their lives to Christ Jesus, heirs of salvation. The angels, they minister or they serve us. It doesn't mean that you get up one morning and you be commanded, hey, Gabriel, go here. Michael, go there. No, no, no. They are sent forth by God. We didn't send them. They are sent forth by God. So if you want angels to work for you, you speak to God in the name of Jesus. And then God commands the angels to be at work for us, to serve us. Hallelujah. Because I know people who have been calculating. I have names of 5 angels. One day, a certain pastor said that he has names of angels. He will reveal some, but he commands them. I said, no, that is wrong. In Psalm 103, verse 20, he says, bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Not your voice, but the voice of his word. Jesus. So when you speak or you declare the word of God, Jesus commands the angels to move on your behalf. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And that is why you should be meditating on scripture and not meditating on the names of angels. And then, Pastor, can you reveal the names of angels to me? Go and ask Solomon what happened to his life. When you go that way, it is wrong. Go into the word of God, and the King of Kings, the one who scripture says that at his word or at the mention of his name, every knee should bow. And where the word of a king is, there's power. Talking about when Jesus speaks, powers move. That's angels. They move. And so today I subscribe to you. I understand that our Father in heaven works. Jesus works. The Holy Spirit works. Angels are working daily, constantly. And therefore, we must also work. And in our next section, we'll be looking at now working together with God. And so today is Work with God, part one. Your life will not be the same. To work with God, you first start with a relationship with Christ Jesus. Him being the Lord over your soul, the Lord over your life. And you can do that or have that relationship by just saying the short prayer with me. Say after me, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner, unable to save myself. Today, I submit my life completely to you. Take charge of my life. Be the Lord and Master over my life forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yen na me, for me now was
if you just said the prayer. Contact us via email, info@globemusicministry.com, or call or chat with us 2026-000-9090. God bless you. We are glad that you could fellowship with us today. For all those who are here for the first time, and those who have not had the privilege to be around for some time, we say welcome. Our divine mandate as a ministry is to preach God's word to the lost through God-inspired music, edify believers through scripturally sound music, raise and deploy seasoned ministers of God in music through service. Your being here is not by chance, but carefully orchestrated by God for your spiritual growth and development into an active believer in kingdom service. As you fellowship and serve with us at Glow Music, God will meet your every need and godly desire according to His word in Psalm 37, verse 4. Download scripturally sound gospel music from glowmusicrecords.com to edify your spirit. And download We Bow from glowmusicrecords.com and share with others to be a blessing to them. Watch live services, programs, concerts and song releases on glowmusictv.com/live. Share your testimonies and prayer requests through the links that are shared on the WhatsApp pages or in the description on YouTube. Bethel Encounter continues tomorrow from 12 p.m. to 12:30 p.m. Please make time to pray. And as you pray, your life and ministry will definitely experience transformation. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen to the audio podcast of today's message titled Work with God and the Work Too on glowmusicministry.com and pray some more with the topic shared to secure your testimonies according to Acts 20 verse 32. Send your offerings, tithes and covenant seeds using MTM Momo through 054-362-7478. God richly bless you. Shall we share the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, be with us now and forevermore. Amen.